Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Patterson on the Web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Tonight, if bath salt was the cause of the death of Jameik Lowry, where is the toxicology report? Say County Prosecutor Valdez cited in April of 16th of 2019 that the medical exam report stated that Lowry died due to cardiac arrest during an act of psychosis while under the influence of an acute ethyl pri, basically they said bath salt. You know, if bath salt was the cause of death, how come they have not released the toxicology report? Our co-host, brother Corey Teagues, should be in the studio soon. He's en route. We did make contact. He was singing in New York. We know that he does his gospel singing. So hopefully he'll come into the studio to add to this conversation. You know, a statement is not an actual report. And for, you know, State County Prosecutor to put out a statement that it was bath salt without any toxicology report, and then to have the PBA, the union, jump in, and which is really unfortunate, you know, make comments about the community, and them demanding justice for Jameik Lowry, and then basically holding their hat on. That with the statement that was made by the prosecutor's office that bath salt was the cause of death, therefore there's no negligence on the part of the police department. I guess the question that I have is that what happened to Governor Murphy stating at a town hall meeting in Patterson around that same time back in the springtime. He said a criminal investigation was underway in Patterson. So if a criminal investigation was underway in Patterson, that means that they've identified possible wrongdoing. Now, what was the wrongdoing that they were looking at? Because how could the governor say that there's a criminal investigation underway in the Patterson of the death of Jameik Lowry, yet the prosecutor's office comes out and says, oh, he died due to cardiac arrest, to ingestion of bath salt, but it looked like somebody beat him up in the face. And even if you look at photos of him in the funeral, how puffy his face is and the bruises on his face, I don't know. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions here, you know, and it's sad. You know, the mayor also said that he was going to conduct a police audit. Where is this audit of the police department? You know, a lot of political posturing and comments are made, but the family doesn't have justice for the loss of a life. And that is what's sad in this situation. The community has rose up and asked questions for 8 or 9 months. City council silent. The mayor silent. Everybody silent. Except the police union, trying to rebut the community's position and also the governor's position that there's a possible criminal investigation underway. But these same police officers or this union did not make any comments about the 7 FBI indicted or pled guilty police officers. They never apologized to the community for those officers. But they want to defend that there was no wrongdoing in the loss of a life with Jameik Lowry. I find that troubling. I just got a message from Brother Teagues. He's going to be calling into the studio shortly, so we'll bring him up to speed on where we're at. And we'll get an updated status on what's going on. But we have a lot of concerns here in Patterson. Brother Teagues, welcome.
Yes, sir. Hold on. How's it going?
Okay. We're blessed. Thank you. I just informed the audience that you were coming in from New York. You sing gospel, mm-hmm. as everyone knows, and that you were running a little late. I started off by really talking to the community about, you know, the governor said there's a criminal investigation underway. The prosecutor's office has stated that Jameik Lowry died of a heart attack because of bath salt, and we know that there has not been a toxicology report presented. I also had mentioned that it's ironic that the PBA union reacted to the statement made by the prosecutor's office, which is not legally binding. A statement doesn't mean it's a statement of fact. It's a statement of opinion at that time that Jameik Lowry died because it was not supported by any documents. So I found that to be troubling. I spoke about that before you came on. The other question I had also was, is that Governor Murphy came here and spoke to you and asked you your questions in the springtime. This is what else I talked about. And said that a criminal investigation is underway in Patterson. If a criminal investigation is underway in Patterson, I want to know what possible crimes they identified that was being investigated. And what is the result of that investigation? Because that's where we're at least as far as that piece. I mean, the city has stonewalled answers. The city council has stonewalled answers. The only three that's made a comment about Jameik Lowry is the PBA, okay, rebutting the community's position on wrongdoing. The statement made by the Passaic County prosecutor that he had a heart attack and died of bath salt. And the governor's comment that there's a criminal investigation underway. Now, all three of those comments are far away from each other. Think about it. The only three comments made, and they're nowhere near each other, none of them. Those are the only three public comments made outside of you, outside of me and the family, are those three. Bad salt, statement from the PBA, like absonding them of any wrongdoing. But then you have the governor saying there's a criminal investigation underway. I'd like to know what criminal acts were they looking at. Because you don't have a criminal investigation underway without a finding.
Absolutely.
So that is very, very interesting.
You.
Listen, I just want to say thank you for making it on the show tonight, Brother Corey. I brought you up to speed a little bit on what I was talking about before you came on the show. And love to have your input and your update on everything that's going on, you know, with Jameik Lowry and the family. Hope all is well. And thank you again for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, as you know, the schedule has been pretty hectic lately. We're still – I want the public to know that we have not in any ways stopped fighting for Jameik's case. As I alluded to yesterday, I made it very clear to the council that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is currently in Patterson as we speak. They are closer than we actually think, and they are investigating Jameik's case as well as a couple others. But, you know, this show is about Jameik. So in terms of Jameik, they are investigating Jameik's case and thoroughly. And there are some arrests that are going to be made as a result of their investigation. I definitely want to speak that into existence. I believe they're going to find out what's going on, and they're going to investigate. Some people are going to be arrested. As I said last night, I said very boldly in the council meeting that more officers are going to be, you know, arrested because there's corruption within the police department, and the cover-up is worse than the crime. It would have been a lot easier for them to get out of this if they had turned in the officers. But the thing is, it's deeper and higher than these officers. If it was just the officers, they would have gotten rid of them, but it's deeper than that. It goes much higher than that, and that's why the FBI is involved, because it very well might include the prosecutor and even higher people than that in terms of state level and what have you.
Right.
So the FBI
State elected officials, possibly.
Right. Possibly state elected officials. So this thing is deep. It goes deep, and that's why the Federal Bureau of Investigation is involved. This is why they're here. I want to make the public fully aware, though, that, you know, Brother Brown and myself, we are working diligently on this. We are working diligently on it, and I do want the public to know that even if you don't hear us, it's not because we are deliberately being we're ignoring the community, but there are some instances where the family has requested that some of the work that we do now that we kind of like, because they don't want to tip off those that are trying to continue to cover this up. So some of the things they want us to be silent about and, you know, just work on. But I will inform the community that, yes, the FBI is involved and they are investigating what happened to Janique. There's no question
and
about
thank
it.
Thank you. And thank you, Brother Corey, for sharing that. Now we are continually working with the family. We're working on behalf of the family, with the family, at the family's direction. So
right.
I'm glad that you made that clear. So if we're not doing anything or it appears to the public, we are honoring family's wishes at a particular time for whatever purpose they wish us not to maybe do anything publicly at a particular time. We respect the family's privacy. And thank you very much. That's very, very important for you to bring that up, because some people have been wondering, what has been going on, And also, I'd like to let, Patterson know that, yes, this show has been dominated, Patterson Oath has been dominated by Janique Lowry since February.
Yes. Yes.
We will start branching off, because we know that it's not just Janique Lowry. We know that there are other people that have been victimized, police brutality. As a matter of fact, there's a teen that just got beaten. It was in the paper today where they awarded him $200,000 for a police brutality case of Patterson.
Yes.
We know these things exist. We wanna support the good cops, and we wanna expose the bad cops.
Indeed.
I don't want anyone to think Corey and I are pro blue, we're pro police, we're anti corruption. Anti corruption,
right.
Anti police brutality. And we wanna make that clear before somebody tries to take our message and create it to something that it's not. No, we are pro blue. I have family members that are blue, that are police officers. We are anti-corruption cops, anti-brutality, anti-discrimination, anti-racism. We are against all the isms. Let's make that clear. Okay, we stand for justice, for what is right, and what is ethically and morally correct. And I thank the Most High for allowing us the strength to continue to do his work and serving our Patterson community. I also want to congratulate you on you taking the challenge for the people's will to run for elected office for the school board. That is a big challenge. I served two terms on the school board. I understand the immense amount of work that it takes to be a board member, and my hat is off to you once again for wanting to go above and beyond the service in our community, Brother Corey. Like I said, I'm very humble and thankful for your service to our children and to our community. We're very blessed to have you. Thank you. For those who are calling, listen to the show today. This is Patterson on your web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, and my co-host in the studio, Corey Teagues. And we're talking about if bath salt was the cause of death that created a heart attack with Janique Lowry. Where is the toxicology report? Where is the findings of the criminal investigation that was underway, stated publicly by Governor Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we want to know. And maybe what we should do is maybe we should all call the governor's office and ask the governor what's the status of the criminal investigation that he stated at a town hall meeting at a mosque in Patterson several months ago. Because it seems like he's the only person.
Right.
Out of this whole thing, who's giving us an honest answer?
Mm-hmm.
The governor's the only person that's given the community an honest answer. or honest response to the community of Patterson. The PBA,
yep.
The prosecutor's office, I believe those statements
right.
were made politically. They were not made in the best interest of the citizens of Patterson. They were made politically to make themselves look good. Okay? That's what we will not stand for in Patterson. We thank
Absolutely.
The governor for standing up and telling the truth and answering the tough question that he knew and said, I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. That's what I call a man of real integrity. That's what I call leadership. Okay? That's leadership.
Absolutely.
That's where he put the public's will first before what he thought, before the investigation. He let the public will know that there is a criminal investigation going on. My hat is off to the governor for one person out of everybody telling Patterson the truth. And also I want to mention that Brother Corey Teagues asked the question. So we can't forget that
yeah.
as a community. Brother Teagues asked the question, and the governor, as the only person in these last 9 or 10 months that has answered the question honestly, was Governor Murphy. I gotta give him his kudos for that. Have to, regardless.
Yeah.
But everybody
and
else
you know,
has been trying to do a spin and all of that.
And then I gotta give a shout out to Imam Katanani for allowing the question to be asked, because I was told
yes.
there was some pushback. I was told there was some pushback from the party. You know, they didn't want me to be able to ask any questions, because they kind of had an idea as to what the question was going to be, or what
I'm
the
sorry.
Lines. You know,
you said the party. Were you referring to the Democratic Party?
Oh yeah, State County Democratic
okay,
Party.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
John Curry.
Just make sure that people understand when you say the party, what you're referring
oh, yeah.
to. They don't. It's a picnic or something. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. They didn't. They had no intention of me speaking. See, I emailed my question in early, and there was some pushback. But they allowed the question to be asked because they also are disturbed by, you know, the chain of events surrounding this whole situation. So they wanted a question. They wanted that question to be asked as well. But. Political powers, you know, wanted any kind of Mickey Mouse question you could come up with, but anything related to Jameet, they weren't encouraging those questions to be asked, because they actually sifted through the questions. So it wasn't like, you know, first come, first serve. No, they sifted through the questions to allow certain people to ask questions, and then a lot of people weren't able to ask theirs. So I'm grateful that they allowed me the opportunity to ask my question and to put it on the record, because it was important. And like you said, Brother Brown, the governor, he said, I'm going to say largely what I shouldn't say, or basically what I was advised not to say, and that was that there's a criminal investigation going on. You know, he made it plain, which the city council failed to say. You know, they could have ducktailed off the governor. They still chose not to say anything. Which means a lot of them are involved in the cover-up. You know, you know, there's no other way you can put it at this point. They haven't
yes.
distanced themselves from it, so they're obviously part of it. You know. They haven't distanced themselves from it. They haven't even attempted to.
Yeah, the politics and the corruption in Patterson are starting to heat up. I guess you saw that at the votes that were taken on particular items at the council meeting last night. Not trying to take away from our conversation about Jameek, but it's a shame what's going on in Patterson. It really is.
Oh, yes.
The Hinchcliffe Stadium project, with no plans, no community input, one meeting at John F. Kennedy to shove this multi-million-dollar project down the citizens' throat, and who's going to benefit from it? Sad. Very, very sad. You know, Patterson is in a very, very, very difficult place right now.
Right.
And we do
right.
not and we do not have leadership that is concerned about the humanity of Patterson. All they concern is about how much money they
right.
can make. And it's clear by their actions. It's clear by what the council, what the mayor is proposing. It's clear. Okay? It's not about quality of life. It's not about enhancing the community. It's not about conducting a police audit. It's not about making sure that our roads, our streets, it's not about making sure that the services are being delivered. You know? It's not about making sure our streets are safe. Our kids, just garbage all over the place. The entrance to Patterson on Broadway is garbage from the bottom of the hill, our roof, all the way to the top. I mean, come on, or the entrance to Patterson. It's just a shame.
You know, it's the whole show.
Yeah.
And they'll go.
But I want to urge all of our listeners to please call the governor's office and ask the question. What is the status of the criminal investigation of Jermeek Lowry? And I think that I'm asking everyone, when you go on social media, ask the question.
Right.
Ask everyone else to ask the question. Ask the question.
Yeah.
Hashtag ask the question. Hashtag Jermeek Lowry.
Yeah.
What is going on with the criminal? Exactly. What's going on
right.
with the criminal investigation as relates to Jermeek Lowry that the governor stated?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And while you say that, maybe I'll explain to the people, because I know a lot of times you all see Brother Brown, he hashtags things. Well, this is why. When you hashtag a word, right, after so many times, it becomes trending. So it's like whenever you go online and you look up a phrase or a word or something, all the posts with that word will pop up. So it helps to put the message out in the front. You know, that's what that's
about. Yes, it does. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for informing the public.
There's
another
a message
thing is,
to the madness.
Yes. Also, I will always want to remind the youth, the young people, please be respectful to all police officers. Okay.
Right.
You know, please be respectful. And everyone else,
mm-hmm.
have your cell phones ready, take pictures, see what's going on, you know, to protect everybody. Most important, be
mm-hmm.
respectful, have the cameras ready to roll to protect everyone. That's the most important thing. But I'm hoping that soon, you know, we'll be able to, get some answers. But like my father told me, what goes on in the dark will come to light. So if there was any criminal wrongdoing, I mean, I don't know why the governor would say that without knowing something. No matter, that's why I said when the governor says that, okay, it really takes away from whatever anyone else is saying, because if the governor says this, how can you can't top what the governor says, so why even speaking?
Right.
You know what I mean? The PBA union, this, you know, it took her 8 months to say he died of bad salt. Come on. It takes 24 hours to get a toxicology report. And I'll tell you, that was a good one. That was a good one to come up with bad salt. That was a great one, bad salt. That was a good one.
That was awesome.
It took
them even use bad salt in this community.
This ain't the 1940s and 50s.
Exactly.
Epsom salt, bad salt. Exactly. I knew about that stuff when I was a kid. That's old people. That's
it.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did my own little investigation and went through the streets and asked questions. They said, no, they don't even use that stuff over here. So,
it's ironic that our conversation, we have a couple minutes left. It's ironic that, you know, we started talking about the bad salt and we're really pivoting on everybody asking the question. Our next show next week happens to be, we want everybody to tune in. What is the status of the criminal investigation stated by Governor Murphy? Isn't that ironic? Okay, so we're already we're right here already. We're going to present the new show tonight and tomorrow. So I hope that everyone, you know, start sharing our post. We do have a separate page for all our blog talk radio shows called Patterson on the Web Radio. That we started just posting them there. Or you can see us at, Blog Talk Radio, Patterson on the Web, at Blog Talk Radio for our future shows. Brother Teeks, do you want to say anything in closing before we close out tonight?
Make sure you guys tune in next week.
you know, and as Brother Brown said, get on your pages and hashtag, you know, hashtag Governor Murphy, hashtag, you know, we want to update on the investigation that he said was taking place. So it's not like you're just making up something. He said from his own mouth that there is an investigation, criminal investigation. And he specifically said criminal investigation. So we need to push the governor's office now to, and we know that had nothing to do with no pass off. So we need to push the governor's
As a matter of fact, Brother Corey, can you please share that video with us again? If you could email it to him. I'm trying to think what's the best way for me to get it, because I want to attach the video to this next week's program.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Okay.
So I want to do
that.
Yeah, I'll be looking out for that. And as I start promoting this next show, I want to attach the or actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to share the link with you, and you can figure out how to tell you what. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to share the link with you, and then you can figure out how to attach it to the video and then launch it like that, because you're more crafty than I am, you know. Okay. So we want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's show. You can find us on Facebook, Patterson on the Web, also Corey Lewis Teague, also Justice for Jameek, Chauncey I. Brown III. I mean, you know, but the main thing is Justice for Jameek and Justice for Jameek, Patterson on the Web, and also Corey Lewis Teague's page are really the three main pages that we work sharing the information for Jameek Lowry. Okay.
Right.
Please stay tuned next week at 6 o'clock. What is the status of the criminal investigation stated by Governor Murphy at a prior meeting?
Right.
We want to thank all of our listeners, you know, for listening to the show, and God bless you all. If you'd like to say something in closing, Brother Teague, please, by all means, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for, you know, staying with us. You know, it's been 9 grueling months, but you all have hung in there with us, and we thank you for sharing our posts and sharing the show and keeping the message alive. You know, we really appreciate that. That's going to go a long way with getting justice for Jameek. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Teague. Once again, this is Patterson on the Web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, our co-host, Corey Lewis Teague. We'll see you next week at 6 o'clock. Okay, that's going to be a big show on what is the status of the criminal investigation stated by Governor Murphy. God bless you all, and be safe and have a great evening. Thank you again, Brother Corey. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Brother.
Okay, bye now.